Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there, my seller friends. Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast. I am your host, Erin Waters, and today we are sharing another seller schedule, and I know this one is going to resonate with a lot of you. Today, I'm so pleased to welcome Laura Santos from Core Inspiration to the show, and Laura is going to share how working as a full-time TPT seller doesn't necessarily mean a 40-hour work week. Here we go. Welcome. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Erin. I'm very excited to be part of it. I'm looking forward to sharing my schedule. I was kind of telling you as we were talking earlier that it's so exciting that you are sharing different schedules from different sellers and that people are able to hear from different sellers so that they can kind of pick and choose what might work for them. And we're just excited that you are always sharing great information. So thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. I know this is going to be such a valuable episode. And I love that idea of like, it's so hard because there is no schedule that's like a one size fits all. So it really is very much picking and choosing from different pieces that you want to incorporate into your schedule. So I hope that, and I can almost guarantee that listening today will give you, even if you get one great gem about like how to structure your day, it's going to be sometimes life-changing if you can just find that one little tweak that you want to make. And
I love it.
Yeah. So, well, let's start out with just a little bit of background information from you. Tell us how you got started on TPT. I always love hearing the journey of TPT.
Yeah. It was fun to reflect on it as I was getting ready. So I taught for 10 years in grades 2, 3, and 4. Most of those years were spent teaching third grade. And I absolutely love being a teacher, and I will certainly return to the classroom in the future. But right now I'm staying home with my 2-year-old daughter and really enjoying the special time that we're having together before she heads to school in a few years. So I started, that was teaching, but TPT, I started selling in July of 2013. And I'm one of those people who I didn't even know it existed. And a coworker came to me and encouraged me to start uploading all of these supplemental materials I was making for our team. And I hopped on the site and I was like, this is really weird. It's kind of a funky, clunky website back then. So I just put that aside and didn't really think about it again until a few months later. My husband, who does not work in education, he brought it up to me. He said, I heard about this thing called Teachers Pay Teachers. And it was the news story at that time. There was a news story about TPT and it was very widespread and a lot of people watched it. And I thought, okay, I feel like this is the universe telling me something because he is not an educator and he is bringing this up to me. And I heard about it. So maybe I should revisit. And I decided, well, okay, fine. I'll just upload some stuff. And I ended up having a really strong start. And I knew immediately this is going to be a real business and I want to focus on it. And I started building my store. I was, of course, teaching full time. So I built my store working about 10 hours a week during the school year. And then I would work full time during the summer, which was my absolute favorite.
Yes.
I did not have the intention of leaving teaching and doing full time TPT. Mm-hmm. We live in the Bay Area and the cost of living here is astronomical. Mm-hmm. So when you have a successful TPC store and you're, you know, teaching full time, you're still, it's still, you're just plugging along. It's not, right. Oh man, like I could do anything. You're right. Just a normal person.
Right.
So I never considered doing it full time because it's just like, I'm just doing life, you know,
it's just what I do. Right.
Yeah. And then just a few years ago, when I started to think about growing the family and Paul and I started having those conversations, that was the first time a little light bulb went off where I thought, you know, it would be really nice to stay home with a little one. And I do have TBT and I could probably make that work. So this was probably around like 2017 at that point.
Okay.
And I had already grown my store to, it was over double my teaching salary, but I'm a really big planner and I really wanted to see that I could hold that trend in that level of earning for multiple years in a row so that I felt confident that my business was truly solid enough to depend on if I left the classroom. So I'm really glad that I did that because not only did I see that I could hold that trend, but my store continued to grow. So it really helped me feel confident about that decision. And then in late 2019 is when my daughter Harper was born. Aww. And I've been home with her and working full time. And I'm doing quotation marks right now because even still, I've never had a true full-time schedule, but I would categorize myself as a full-time TPTer just because that is my full-time job now.
Right.
And so that's why I'm so excited to share my schedule and what's been working for me, because I think there is this idea that floats around that full-time means you do it all day long. Uh-huh. And I just want people to see that it doesn't have to be that way. Like that's great. And I would love that too, I'm sure. But there is this other full-time world that you could work in that's actually very, very part-time when you're counting hours.
Yes. Okay. I love that because I'm totally guilty of like, when I think full-time TPTer, because I work a pretty full-time schedule. I mean, now it's like more split between School of Sellers and TPT, of course, but I think that the general assumption is full-time TPT is like, that's all you do. But for so many of us, that is just not the case, especially when kids are involved. You can't really do anything full-time with kids running around you.
No way. It's not even close to possible.
So I think you sharing your schedule is going to resonate, of course, with the parents listening and even people who are considering becoming parents or people who just have less pockets of time during the day to get work done for their TPT store. So
exactly. Yeah. I mean, it could even resonate with someone who, I know we have a lot of care that we put toward Paul's mom too. So that's another big part of our schedule. And so if you are caring for someone who needs care and who's an adult, this could work for you too. So,
right. Yeah. There are just so many other things on our plates that we don't talk about. So it's really important to be realistic about the time that we're given in any given day or week. So speaking of that time, let's look at what a typical week looks like for you and like either the work week or, I mean, the whole week, whatever you want to share. I love hearing this.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know. This is when you did your episode, I thought, oh, this is so good. I love that. It's funny. I didn't really think through. I could share what I do on the weekend too, but yeah, we'll see if I get there.
Sure.
Okay. So I, as far as work goes, I work 5 days a week for about 2 hours a day from 5 a.m. to 6:45 a.m. A little less than 2 hours there. And then I will hop back on some days for another 20, 30 minutes of work while Harper is napping in the afternoon. And if that happens, that afternoon session is always focused on answering emails and messages, but I'll get into the breakdown of the day. And when you ask that question, I'm sure. As far as the week goes, Monday through Thursday, I am working on whatever I've set as my focus goal for that week. I work in batches. So there are weeks when I will be writing emails, formatting, and scheduling those emails all day, Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. All day, 2 hours. And then I don't have to think about those emails for the next couple of weeks or next couple of months, actually. Mm-hmm. And then there are other times that I will work on the same focus goal for multiple weeks in a row. So that's what I'm in the middle of right now. My current focus is on creating a new resource for my store. So I gave myself 2 weeks to accomplish that goal, and I will spend that whole morning work session focused on completing that new resource. So I'm not dividing up that 2 hour chunk just because it is such a small block of time already. Mm-hmm. I found I did dabble with trying to divide it up when I was trying to get my bearings in this new world of motherhood. And I found myself being less productive when it was, you know,
broken up like that,
little pie pieces. So I just sit down and I do the one thing the whole time. That's 4 days a week. And then on Friday, I switch gears and I have a data analysis and organization work session.
Oh, so
most Fridays I have a routine, and it's most Fridays I'll do what I call my weekly data analysis routine. But then on the last Friday of the month, I'll complete what I call my monthly data analysis routine, which is completely different. So that is how I schedule my work week.
My next question was what a typical day looks like. But first, I just have to say, like, I love the idea of sticking to one thing. And because there's nothing worse than like starting something and not being able to finish it, and yes, just feeling like that unfinished. And I know you're not necessarily finishing your emails or your products within the 2 hours, but I mean, I feel like your sense of accomplishment probably has to be greater than if you were trying to tackle like 10 different little things.
A bunch of little things. Yes. Because I think if I tried to tackle 10, I'd get three done, you know, and then you have that unsettled, like, I need to get back to it feeling, mm-hmm, which that's one thing I really do love about this approach and a schedule is that when I walk out of my office at 6:45 every morning to go be with my daughter, I don't think about work. There isn't this like back and forth. And I'll share more about that probably as we talk about the daily schedule.
Yeah.
But it is just this really nice, like accomplished, settled feeling when you just,
and that's a
like simplicity, you know?
That's just a balance that so many people strive for. So, and I, like you said, it's so much, like so important, especially when then you're getting ready to spend the day with your daughter, not having those things hanging over your head. So, well then let's talk about your day, like your typical day then. Absolutely. Like a typical day in the life.
Okay. So my day starts, and I don't want you to cringe, but it starts at 4:50 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
I get out of bed, I brush my teeth, put in my contacts, and then I walk down the hall and I start my work. So my office is right next to Harper's room. So I'm in there like working as quiet as possible, like a little mouse. And then at 6:45, she starts to wake up. And that's when I'll hop off my computer, walk back down the hallway, wash my face, put on my makeup, get dressed. I really like to get fully ready for the day. It just makes me feel more productive. And I laugh at that because typically what I'd want to be productive for is work. And I'm at this phase in my life, I am doing all of that really high focused work in my pajamas, which feels very weird to me because I'm really just brushing my teeth and putting in my contacts so I can see my computer, mm-hmm, and feel like a little fresh in the morning. But and that took a really big adjustment. I feel like so much of figuring out, probably even if you don't have kids, figuring out how to be a full-time TPTer, there's so much discipline and retraining of your brain.
It's that mental.
Feels really hard.
Yeah.
And you kind of have this like internal battle of, oh, well, since this doesn't feel right, maybe I shouldn't be doing it this way. I should just go back to what I'm used to. But it's amazing how if you can find that consistency, you really truly can create a new routine for yourself. So
yeah,
working in my pajamas is has never been part of my life, but I'm doing it right now and I'm going with it.
Just making it work.
So, yeah. So then I do end up getting dressed for the day. While I'm doing that, my husband is making breakfast and then we all eat together in the morning. Aww. And he heads out to get ready and he'll circle back. It's funny. My getting ready routine is broken up into three chunks, basically. But he'll circle back so I can do my hair real quick too. Just aww, like 5-10 minutes. But then I'm fully ready and it just, I feel more focused, more productive for the day. And then after that morning routine, my husband, Paul, heads to his office. He works from home. He works for a tech company here in the Bay Area and they're all still working remotely. So he's here with us and he goes to his office to begin his day. And then Harper and I begin our day together. And I do not work while she's with me. Now, I at the beginning, when I was figuring things out, there was a period where I was trying to maintain my Instagram presence while caring for her. Because that used to be a big part of my business routine. And so as I was adjusting, I thought, I don't think I should let go of this because it's probably contributing to the growth and I got to figure this out. And it was causing me to feel so scattered and so anxious. And so I just had to let it go. Mm-hmm. And that did feel really scary. I'm just like, I'm just not going to do that anymore. And guess what?
It was fine.
And I continue to see growth. It's just crazy. Like,
I love hearing that
we put on ourselves to think, you know, what I've been doing, I have to keep doing it. And it does feel scary to try something different and new, especially when you're letting go of something
that
you think is bringing you the success. But the reason I was able to feel like I could even venture into letting that go is just because I spend so much time looking at data and analyzing and helping that guide my decisions in my business. So,
okay, TPT sellers, quick note for all of my friends out there who love to geek out over their TPT business with other sellers. I would love to personally invite you to join School of Sellers Ignite, a work club that is open to any and all TPT sellers. Ignite is the first membership of its kind designed to not only deliver monthly challenges with prizes, but also provide space and resources to work alongside other sellers. One of our main goals is to give you the community and accountability that's missing from your business life. We will have power hour work sessions, prizes for challenges, and so much more. Join today at schoolofsellers.com/ignite. Things like Instagram are especially hard because you have to be available to so many other people.
Yeah.
And you get to a point sometimes where you feel like you have to be available all the time. So it's like, you're already giving so much of yourself to your family and your business. So I can see how letting go of something like that probably felt like a huge weight, a scary weight.
But
I'm sure people listening right now, like everywhere, are breathing a huge sigh of relief that it's like, you actually can give up Instagram if you don't, you know, if it's not fitting into your.
And it's not that it's just gone completely. It's just way scaled back. And, and I have to say, like, if you are having that internal doubt, I say this like, oh yeah. And then I just let it go. It didn't happen overnight. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is a process and it is, you know, me thinking, okay, maybe I should let it go. And then maybe I shouldn't because you miss it, especially
when you worked hard to build it.
Yeah. You worked hard to build it. You have those connections. You're really having genuine, helpful conversations with teachers through DMs, but oh my goodness, the demand, it's just intense. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like 24/7. So it feels really refreshing to not have to do that.
Speaking of sidebar, but I have a question or another question to slip in there then. So do you hire out anything for your business?
I have throughout my last probably 4 years, I've hired out here and there. And the only thing I hire out for right now is, and this is new for me, another scary change is photography and video, which possibly could have been harder for me to let go of than Instagram because that was one of the things I loved the most as I was building my business and I took so much pride in you know, this is my aesthetic and mm-hmm. can anyone else do it? And I had some failed attempts where I'm like, wow, I just spent a lot of money and that looks nothing like what I want. And so you just, yeah, you keep trying and it does take time and a little bit of money, but yeah, I think I found a good match, and that's currently the only thing I'm hiring out.
That's awesome. And I ask because I think another assumption that people make about full-time TPTers is that behind every full-time TPTer is like this gigantic team of people, because there are sellers that have large teams and that's great, yeah. But it's not the norm.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Absolutely. And it's funny. I presented at the TPT conference a couple years ago when it was the last live conference we had, but I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like my next one might be that presentation. Just like,
yeah.
You don't, you know, cause I just, especially as new people get started, I mm-hmm. think that's such an overwhelming thing to think about. Like, oh, I have to build it up so big that I have all these people working for me. And
yeah,
you know,
no.
Simplicity is, there's a lot of joy to be had in keeping it simple, and a lot of success to be had too. You can live a very joyful, successful life.
Yeah. I would agree with that. You know, we like creating and we like that side of the business, but not everybody who gets into it also wants to be the boss of a bunch of people. That's a totally different ask.
Yeah. You know? And that's totally me. That's where I'm like, oh gosh. And you know, you get nervous as your business grows, because you're like, uh-oh, do I have to now have all these people? I don't want to do that.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's so great if that is what you have in mind. And you might not know that when you start, you might discover it along the way.
Right.
And it might not ever be part of your discovery. You might discover the opposite, which is like, ew, I don't want to be in charge. I just want to do me and like, you know, listen to myself.
Right. And even that's hard sometimes. Like I can't even be the boss of myself half the time. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I know we just got totally sidetracked, but
yeah.
I'm just thinking like, these are the questions I think that people will be wondering as they're listening, because this is so interesting.
I'm glad
so you get up with your daughter and you said you only will work a little bit, maybe while she naps, not even.
Yes. Yeah. So that was where we left off. So at 1 o'clock, she goes down for her nap. And then that's when I go out to our garage gym to exercise. Now that when I'm not doing that in the morning, cause it used to be waking up early to exercise, that was easy. Yeah. Now that it's in the afternoon, oh boy, that's a battle, but I try to get it done. Go do that, get some chores done, spend time outside in the yard, just have quiet alone time, because I need that to recharge. And then after I do those, that's when I will hop on for that extra 20, 30 minutes to answer emails and messages. I do not open my email and my messages in the morning anymore, because that will dictate your schedule for the whole day.
Yes.
And that precious 2 hours is just gone to answering to other people. So I just do it in the afternoon. And I find that I have a lot more discipline about, you know, not being like a yes man when I'm doing it in the afternoon. Cause I'm like, I only have 20 minutes. Let's get it done.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's a great thing to not check email first thing in the morning. It's probably what a lot of people do though, to start out their day.
Yeah. It's definitely a habit. I think, especially when you're coming off of being a teacher,
right?
You definitely check your email first thing in the morning when you get to your teaching job.
Right.
So that's a hard habit to break too. Give yourself grace as you break all these habits.
For real. Oh my gosh. So do you work at night ever after Harper goes to bed, or?
I do not. If I do, it would be because I'm feeling really inspired and excited about something and I just really want to get it done, but that's pretty rare.
It's better to do it that way instead of out of like stress.
Yes. You know? I'm usually very inspired and excited about sitting on the couch and watching the show. So that typically wins.
Oh my gosh. What would you say then that your favorite thing about being a full-time TPTer is?
Oh, that is such a good question. I think my favorite thing is that I get to work on my business before anything else in the day. So I don't feel mentally exhausted like I used to when I was juggling teaching and TPT. When I was teaching, I would have such a hard time keeping my brain going in the evening after teaching a full day. So I'm sure you've picked up that I'm most productive in the morning, and the fact that I'm able to focus my mental energy on my business just makes it feel easier. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Even if it is in your pajamas.
Even if it's in your pajamas.
I am right there with you. I am a morning person. I am like useless by, you know, 2 or 3 p.m.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like we must have just been getting our second wind when we were in the classroom.
It must have been. But I do think that maybe that tendency to dwindle at 2, 3 does go back to our teaching. Because mm-hmm. that's when the kids are walking out the door and you are like,
that's true.
You know? And so now it's just, oh, and I don't have to do this other thing afterward. And it just feels nice.
It's so nice. Do you have a least favorite thing about being a full-time TPTer?
I do. I really miss my coworkers mm-hmm. and the adult conversations. I laugh at that because when I was in the classroom, I was always longing for quiet alone time. Yeah. I am the extroverted introvert. It's like, I can turn on the social. I see. Yes. Like, we are one and the same.
Yes.
But I need that quiet alone time. So I was the one, like, I'd go to work early so I didn't have to talk to anyone while I was getting all my stuff done. And I usually ate lunch in my classroom alone because that was the only way I could recharge and find enough strength to keep performing and teaching till the end of the day.
Yes.
It's just wild because I think I'm more social than I realize now that I don't need to do that.
Like, yeah.
Getting away. I'm like, ooh, I kind of miss talking to grownups, but
I want to be around grownups.
Yeah.
I want to be around them. Yeah.
And it's great because, you know, Harper and I have our group that we see with all the kids that are her age, but you know, those conversations are all about kids. I just miss talking about teaching and talking about business. But I am really grateful because I am part of a mastermind group, and there's 6 of us. We all have kids that are toddlers who are at home for different amounts of time throughout the day. And we've all been doing TBT around the same amount of time. So it's great to meet with them and talk shop.
Yeah.
And we geek out on stuff, and we text each other all the time. So that kind of fills that void for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's really important. Definitely. So we talked about all of the like businessy stuff. Can I ask you a couple of fun questions?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Who is your celebrity crush? Or do you have a celebrity crush?
I am not a celebrity crush person. No, I don't have one.
I'm with you.
I watch stuff. I always admire the women so much more than the men.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, I want to be her.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I love her vibe. I love her energy. So uh-huh. I think I have a celebrity crush on like all the leading actresses.
I love it. Do you have a favorite like actress? I'm trying to think. I'm really bad at coming up with names on the spot. But
yeah. Oh gosh. My husband's so good at that. But I do love Nicole Kidman forever and always. I'm just like, man, she's so versatile.
Everything she's in is good.
I know. And she's got like, what is that energy? I'm like, who are you?
Right?
Just or like that.
Or like not ever aging too.
I know.
I mean, it's like, am I watching
the eye area?
Yeah.
Like, gosh, what? Can I just like go in her house and look in the cabinet? Cause we need to know the secret. She's looking
for
great.
Real. Oh my gosh. I totally agree. That's so funny. I don't have celebrity crushes either.
Okay. Jesse's cool.
Yeah, right.
I'm okay with my husband. Thanks.
Right. I know. Same. That's too funny. I know you said you like to watch shows and stuff at night. Is there a TV show or movie that you could watch over and over?
I love so many. The one I could watch over and over is definitely Seinfeld a million times. And Curb Your Enthusiasm is another one. I mean, anything Larry David, I'm like, oh my God, this guy is out of control. I don't know how he thinks of all of this stuff. And you're just like, oh gosh, stop. But
it is,
also, I want to know more.
I know it's like so cringy, but like,
because
it feels like something that could actually happen in real life, usually,
yes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely.
That's so funny.
Seinfeld.
It's one of my husband's favorites.
And then we just keep, I mean, with a toddler in the house, we've watched Encanto 50 times.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's a good one.
All right. Last question. And this kind of goes along with, if you're listening and you caught up with our TPT that we did on Instagram, we were asking about unpopular opinions about TPT, but this one's a little different. If you could change one thing about TPT, what would it be?
I would love for our dashboard to be more of a dashboard where we have more insight and analytics about buyer behavior. That would be lovely. I love your data playbook. Shout out to them. And it's funny because it's like, pretty sure that's something that we could have as part of our dashboard, but
I told Jared that in our last meeting. I said, this is what our TPT should look like. Like, yes. This is what they should have given us years
ago. From the get-go. No. It is clearly possible. And it's funny because you're constantly asking, like, can't we get that? That seems like we could get. Sure enough, it is.
Yeah, right? Here's proof.
Yes.
Well, I totally agree. Laura, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is such a great episode. I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. And you have been so helpful with so many people figuring out their schedules, I'm sure.
Thank you, Erin. I'm really glad that you invited me on. I appreciate it.